Hello and welcome to the Mark Marshall podcast series with me, your host, Carol Ann Kelleher and Mark Marshall. Hi, Mark.
Hi there.
Okay, so what's on the menu today, or should I rephrase that?
Yeah, we're not going to eat them.
No, do tortoises. Some people?
Oh, yes. Tortoises, we make a meal now and then, yeah. Everybody loves a tortoise, okay?
Even though
except they
might
be scared, except for you, yeah? They might be scared, but they love them. They've got to help a tortoise because think about it, how fast tortoises run. You don't see them. You know, they're not like an animal that escapes very quickly. You can do a lot with it, and everybody wants to keep one as a pet. Now, that's where the problem is. Tortoises are extremely specific to where they live. Did you know that a tortoise from Knysna cannot live in Port Elizabeth?
No.
Not at all. Cannot.
Why?
Because
why not?
The temperatures are different. The little ground, 10 centimeters above the ground in Knysna, is different to the 10 centimeters above the ground in PE. And it might die because it might get scale rot or something because we've got too much humidity here compared to in other areas. Things like that. And the worst part is called the gut flora. That tortoise is usually eating only that type of vegetation. It's in his area. And now you bring him to PE, different vegetation. His body can't actually digest that. And he can't cope with that. And he will die.
Gosh.
That's crazy. Even if somebody brings me tortoises from even Beaufort West, that area, they bring me 30 tortoises. And they say, we're retiring. Please take care of our tortoises at your sanctuary. And we're going, listen, these tortoises are going to die. And I'm not lying. In 3 weeks, they're all dead. Just like that.
Gosh.
And that is because of that situation. Yeah. So that's why tortoises are very, very specific and sensitive to the areas where they live. That's the first thing. And we only get three types in PE. We get the big leopard, the mountain tortoise, leopard tortoise.
It's a big one, isn't
that's
it?
That's the big
one.
A
massive
that,
one.
That hisses.
Yeah.
You know, that tortoise actually hisses loud at you. And then we get the little angular tortoise. Little, they call it the Roy Pence in Afrikaans. And then we get the patloper. The little parrot-beak tortoise is one that roams around all over the place. Loves fynbos. We don't see it often. It's not as common as the other two tortoises. Now, they are all specific. One's a grazer, like a cow. You'll sit there grazing all day on grass, which is the big leopard one. And then you get the one that likes the little flowers, which is the angulate, and little grasses, weeds, flowers. And the parrot-beak, which likes succulents and fajis and things like that. So they are very, very specific in what they eat. So that's the main thing. But,
So, Mark, if I'm out and about and I find a tortoise in the veld and I go, I'll bring a tortoise home and let's keep it for a pet.
That. Yeah.
Explain what is so wrong about that.
Well, the first thing is the smaller, the cuter the tortoise is, the quicker you must release it. That's it. Everyone has a baby hatching tortoise about the size of a 50-cent coin and they say, we're just going to keep it for a year or so to get big so it can look after itself. Nonsense. That tortoise knows how to look after itself.
Yeah.
That's why if you're in the bush and you find your tortoise in the bush, he's used to, say, 20, 30 different types of plants that he's eating in his bush. You don't have those plants in your garden. You have lettuce, cucumber, and tomato that you're going to feed him. Now, his body maybe adapts to eating that. And now you want to let him go. His body is only used to those three things. And now you release him back into the wild where all the other food is, there's no lettuce, cucumber, and tomato there, and he's going to pass away.
Oh,
so you're actually killing a tortoise if you take it from the wild. Yeah.
So leave the tortoise where it is.
Leave him where he is.
What situations do tortoises come to you in terms of your sanctuary?
Ones which are hit by cars on the road that need help. Medical help, so we actually sort those ones out. Ones which have been in captivity for 45 years, 50 years, even 60 years.
Gosh, that is sad. What is the lifespan of a tortoise? It's quite long.
Sometimes
isn't it?
Long. The big mountain tortoise, 80 to 100 years.
No problem.
So, they're going to outlive.
Yeah.
So that's it. So we have a tortoise for 40 years in captivity here in PE, and the lady has had it for so long, since a little baby, now it's a big one. You cannot release it. It's only so we actually have to have a list of exactly what that tortoise eats, all that kind of stuff, and we have to feed it that.
Okay.
And that one can't be released. So that becomes a sanctuary tortoise. That's pretty much it.
And then I would assume, I often hear the Animal Anti-Cruelty League, they will rescue tortoises.
Yes, they're kept for muti, for things like that, and also for eating. All that kind of stuff.
That is
so it's very, very ugly.
Yeah.
And they confiscate them. Mm-hmm. They bring them to us. But the most important thing is we've got to find out where those tortoises come from. Because those tortoises are all from the wild.
Okay.
And there's a fair chance they haven't been fed anything. Mm. So that is actually, ironically, a good thing. because they put them back into the wild. They haven't hacked onto the cabbage lettuce or anything.
Ah, okay.
And they go back into the bush and they start straight away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important we know where they came from. So the nice thing is, you know, if it's from this area, more than likely the tortoise was from the bush outside that area.
Okay.
So you take it to a similar area of that in a nature reserve setting and you release it again. So that does help.
Yeah. And ecologically, in closing,
how important is it for tortoises?
Mm-hmm.
They are the guys that eat all your vegetation. They're your little nature lawnmowers. They mow the little lawns that keep everything intact.
Slowly, I would imagine.
Everything is slow, but remember, a big tortoise can eat a lot. So just remember, they are their nature for a reason. They've got a little spot.
Okay. Yeah. And in closing, Mark's latest venture is a testament to his desire to educate the youth about the wonders of the world around them. Moms and dads, make sure you get your hands on The Cocoon, a delightful children's book that tells the engaging tale of Emma, a young girl who discovers an intriguing object in her garden and goes immediately to Uncle Mark to answer all her questions. Beautifully illustrated by Bradford Marshall, the book is available for purchase online through Sandula Conservation's website, sandula.co.za. Till next time, Mark, thank you so much.
Thanks for that.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.